It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Nice.
All right. Let us find out what's happening at
number 5.
Video clips released by Rosemont Police depict Kanika Jenkins staggering alone through a deserted kitchen at the Crowne Plaza O'Hare, but they do not show her entering the walk-in freezer in which her body was found. Now, the village official said that they released the footage that shows Jenkins for a total of 2 minutes spread over 9 clips. Mm-hmm. Authorities said they would also release another 36 hours of hotel surveillance video from that weekend. The attorneys Larry Rogers and Sam Adam, both juniors, by the way,
mm-hmm.
I might say that, are the attorneys for the Jenkins family, and they had a press conference today, and they said that they're going to conduct their own investigation and perhaps seek a second autopsy.
To be quite honest with you, I don't know what any community activist has seen. To be honest with you, at this point, I'm not interested in what someone else has seen. I want to see it. Larry has been asking for four. There's nobody, I can tell you this, there's nobody more stringent on asking for what we need than Larry.
Larry being the other
attorney. It's the mom says she still hasn't seen the video of her daughter walking into the freezer, even though that spokesperson for the family said, oh, yeah, I saw it, and it's all, you know, kind of nothing to see here. She did it herself. Family's like, was anybody luring her there? Was anybody on the other side there? They're wondering what happened.
It's not hard. They don't know, like, they don't know where Power Rogers and Smith is. Bring the tape now.
That's right.
It's not hard. That's what you call spin. I don't want to sound like the national. That's what you call spin. What happened here is they're mad because the protesters are out front. And they're going to tell you anything they want. What we want to know is if they offered it, they can't send a messenger. They can't send somebody over here with the tape right now, and then they could prove us wrong. So that's my point. What we want to know is, where is it? We want to see it. I'm not going to worry about the last 48 hours. I'm going to worry about the next 48
hours. Right.
I want to know when this a mother here, a grieving mother, is going to see the tape in the next 48 hours. When you can answer that and when they can answer that, then I care. I don't care what happened 48 hours ago. Get us the tape now.
Demanding answers.
There's Sam Adam Jr.
Yep. He's very passionate on behalf of his clients. We saw him that with the Blagojevich case.
Right.
Same type of way.
That is true. Here's a thing that I'm a little confused, I guess. Best word for it.
By what?
By the protests. I'm not quite sure what there is to protest yet.
Yeah, other than getting to the bottom of it, because there was a feeling from the family that the answers were not forthcoming and that they maybe didn't get to know the details they thought they should have gotten to know sooner. There's also this concern that, you know, if the hotel had released the videos earlier, that maybe they could have saved her. That's the family's public opinion, at least, that they've given some interviews saying that.
All right. Checking in at
number 4.
Today, Frank Giacco mowed the lawn of the White House. He's an 11-year-old. Remember, he was the guy, he's the super fan, the Trump super fan, the 11-year-old kid who had written the letter.
Mm-hmm.
This is back in I think Bannon was still there. This is when they thought, you know, here's what we're going to do at the press conferences. We're going to read a letter from a child and make everybody, like, think that this is going to distract everybody with it. Like, the children love him, or like, we're going to read fan letters to the president, to the press.
It did come on a day when there were a ton of crises, and it was like, well, we're going to talk about an 11-year-old boy. But it's a nice story to tell.
He appeared on CNN with Allison Camerota to talk about he said he wanted to mow the lawn of the White House, and he was able to do it today. So here's what he told CNN.
Why did you want to mow the lawn of the White House?
Well, I always wanted to do something big. And so I was like, why not we just start here? And this seems like it's got the perfect example.
It's great because the president comes out and he's like so focused on mowing the lawn that he doesn't even pay attention to the president coming out. He's like, mowing the lawn, mowing the lawn.
Let's talk about this because you do this for a living, right, in your town in Falls Church, Virginia. And how much do you charge to mow a lawn there?
I charge $8.
For the whole lawn?
Yeah.
Okay. And how much are you going to charge for the White House?
Zero.
Now, Frank, have you thought this out? Because the president could probably pay you more than $8.
Well, my dad said, just do it for free. And I was like, fine.
It's good. And you know what? I got to tell you something. The kid is right. Frank's right, because his dad's right. This is good marketing for his business.
Totally.
At $8. I mean, he's going to have thousands of people wanting to do this. He can make it $8,000. I mean, I don't know how much time he's got in the day.
Right. What experience do you have when the local people in his neighborhood ask him?
You are going to mow the Rose Garden, and that's right outside of the president's window. Do you think you're going to have a chance to meet President Trump?
Sorry, I can barely hear you.
Right. It sounds like there's already a lot of lawn equipment up and running. Do you think you'll have a chance to meet the president today?
I'm not sure.
If you meet him, what will you say to him?
It depends. Like, it would actually depend on what is he gonna ask me, and then I'll answer that.
That's a good plan. He's got some good sense there.
All right. Violetta, you should take a note on that.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to talk unless someone asks me a question.
Right. If they ask you a question, then that's what you should do. All right. There he is. All right. We'll get to your 3, 2, 1. But first, Violetta's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation. All right. The top 5 continues right here. We're checking in at
number 3.
Emmys are Sunday. Game of Thrones not eligible this year because it didn't run in the television season.
Oh, ran gosh, over the such summer a good season too.
Didn't run in that had to go from September to, or I guess it goes July to June or something, or whatever it was, July to May.
Didn't make it. Yeah, maybe someone else can win this.
So
year.
It will be in for next year.
But good luck, everyone else.
Executive producer Ricky Kirshner says, "Hey, don't worry about it.
This year, I think it's one of those years at the Emmys where you don't know what's going to happen, and we've stacked a lot of the big awards near the end. You know, if, in your opinion, Game of Thrones was going to win everything, why are we watching? But here, it's a horse race in a lot of categories, and a lot of categories have really big names."
That's executive producer of the Emmys, I should say, Ricky Kirshner.
Oh.
Don Kirshner's son. Don Kirshner's rock concert. All right, checking in at
number 2.
Jennifer Lawrence was on with Seth Meyers last night to promote her new movie, Mother, which Richard Roper reviewed here yesterday. The review is up at WGNradio.com. And she recalled that she got sort of infamously now in a bar fight in Budapest, which was the name of my third album, by the way.
Bar Fight in Budapest?
Bar Fight in Budapest.
Great name.
Here's her take.
We were at a bar. It was beer night. We had a ton of beers. We were all drinking. It was one guy. I was drunk, which is rare.
Yeah.
I was drunk, and this guy asked me for a selfie. And I was like, no, thank you, no. And then he was like, please, my girlfriend will never believe you. My friend was like, if your girlfriend won't believe you, then she's not the one. and so we were like, just go away. And then he goes, yeah, well, you. And then I don't know, something in me just snapped. It couldn't have been the alcohol. And I was like, did you just say you to me? Did you just say you to me? And I like grabbed him and I took beers and I started dousing them all over him. And then he was weirdly, he had a suitcase. Uh-huh. He like went straight to the bar. And I was like, is that your and I started pouring beers all over his suitcase. And my friend Chris came up, grabbed me from behind. He goes, don't waste beer. Don't waste beer. And I instantly relaxed. I was like, of course.
What a great story.
Wow.
I'm surprised there's no video of that already emerged. Knowing what a huge star she is.
And the big one here.
Number 1.
The name Clay Travis will go down in television and radio history after today. He was on CNN. He's a Fox Sports talk show host who wanted to, even though he loves the First Amendment, he wants to see Jemele Hill, the controversial commentator at ESPN, fired for calling Donald Trump a white supremacist on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So much for the First Amendment there. But whatever. That's his take. But when you hear
himself.
What his two favorite things in life are, maybe you'll understand.
I think that's a bad move. I'm a First Amendment absolutist. I believe in only two things completely, the First Amendment and boobs. And so once they made the decision that they were
not going to allow a conservative, non-sports-related commentary,
they couldn't
do
it.
Hold on. I just want to make sure I heard you correctly as a woman anchoring the show. Did you say, what did you say? You believe in the First Amendment and BWBS?
boobs. Two things that have only never let me down in this entire country's history, the First Amendment and boobs. So those are the only two things I believe in absolutely in the country.
Many people are calling him a boob for what he said, but he's been invited back, if you believe what he says on his Twitter. Like, CNN yeah. wants me back, so offended.
God knows I wouldn't lie on my Twitter.
Isn't Twitter just there to be lied to? That's just to lie to everybody on your Twitter, isn't it?
I think he's pretty good at stirring things up. So
yeah, gonna stir something, a little controversy.
And he's posted a picture of said things that he likes also. Yeah. You can go there to see.
If you want to take a look at some boobs, check out my Twitter account. I just want to say something. I looked at his Twitter account, and it does have boobs on it. And that does seem evil.
Just make sure you don't like it.
And poor Bruce, he didn't know what to do. And Casey was coming over with her stepdaughter.
All right. You know what it's time now for?
Let's wrap it up.
Yes,
please,
Okay, here we go. Thank you.
The top five at five.